You're listening to the Sweetwater Now News Show, local news when you need it, how you need it. And now, today's hosts, Dave Arambell and Stephanie Thompson.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Sweetwater Now News Show podcast. It's Friday, January 27th. We're taking a look at the week's top headlines. I'm Dave Arambell along with Stephanie Thompson. Today's podcast is brought to you by Sonic Drive-In. It's a brand new year, so it makes sense that Sonic is rolling out a brand new menu item in January. Introducing the new steak and bacon grilled cheese sandwich. Grilled steak and onions topped with crispy bacon, barbecue sauce, and mayo sandwiched between two thick slices of Texas toast, layered with melty cheese. Try one today at Sonic Drive-In at 97 Gateway Boulevard in Rock Springs.
Today's podcast is also brought to you by Commerce Bank of Wyoming. At Commerce Bank, every account is designed with you in mind, and lending options are tailored to meet your needs. See for yourself at Commerce Bank, a branch of Nebraska Land Bank. Member FDIC. Our treacherous winter continues to wreak havoc along the highways and interstates in Wyoming. One person died and two others were injured in a two-vehicle accident near Rock Springs Tuesday night. The Wyoming Highway Patrol reports that the driver of a Dodge pickup truck lost control on Interstate 80 near Milepost 96 and slid off into the north shoulder of the road. He then overcorrected back onto the interstate and jackknifed before crossing the median into oncoming traffic. The Dodge was then struck by a Freightliner near the back of the vehicle, which resulted in the death of 56-year-old Illinois resident Rafael Cervantes. The Highway Patrol reports that Cervantes was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident, and driver fatigue, a possible medical condition, and speed are being investigated as part of the crash.
Cervantes' death was the 14th roadway fatality in just the first 3 weeks of 2023 in Wyoming. That compares to just two by this time in 2022. Just 2 days earlier, five people were killed and several others injured in a fiery collision that occurred at Milepost 219 on I-80 near Rawlins. The accident was the result of a driver entering the interstate in the wrong direction and forcing a collision between a commercial vehicle and a Ford F-150. The Wyoming Highway Patrol reports that the driver of a one-ton Dodge pickup was traveling east in the westbound lane when he collided with a passenger car and a commercial vehicle. The driver of a second commercial vehicle swerved to avoid the Dodge and crossed the median into oncoming traffic. That driver collided with the Ford, causing both vehicles to burst into flames. All five passengers in the Ford pickup died as a result of the accident. Reports show that the passengers were all students from Arkansas traveling home from the Jackson Hole Bible College. The accident occurred just before 7 o'clock Monday night. The driver of the Dodge has been arrested on suspicion of impairment and could be subject to more charges as the investigation continues.
A fire broke out at a double-wide home in Green River early Monday morning, requiring three engines and 22 firefighters to extinguish the blaze. Green River Fire Co-Chief Bill Robinson says the fire broke out underneath the home and eventually spread into the structure's ductwork. Firefighters were able to use techniques that got them into the ductwork, and they eventually put the fire out with a piercing hose. The home suffered significant damage, but most of the items and valuables inside were saved. The fire department was assisted by the Green River Police Department and Castle Rock Ambulance. Robinson said no one was injured during the incident, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Sonic Drive-In is taking the familiarity of a grilled cheese and elevating it with the new steak and bacon grilled cheese, available in both regular and spicy options. This craveable new sandwich features grilled steak mixed with grilled onions, topped with crispy bacon, barbecue sauce, and mayo sandwiched between two thick slices of Texas toast, layered with melty American cheese. The Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese is also available in a spicy version that offers zesty cheese sauce topped with jalapenos. Get yours for a limited time at your locally owned Sonic Drive-In, 97 Gateway Boulevard in Rock Springs.
Community means more at Commerce Bank of Wyoming. More support, more opportunities, more investment. That's why local business owners choose Commerce Bank of Wyoming business checking accounts, because what's good for the community is good for business. Enjoy convenient tools for managing your business's finances, all while helping our community thrive. Learn more about local business checking accounts today at CommerceBankWyoming.com. Member FDIC. Following a series of articles written by our freelance reporter Paul Murray covering the effect of the four-day school week in Sweetwater County School District No. 1, we decided to ask our readers about their thoughts on the subject. We invited you to fill out a poll on the website last week, and we received 272 responses back. The respondents were almost evenly split in their support of the four-day school week, with 49% saying they liked the schedule change and 51% saying they didn't. The top reason for people approving of the schedule was that kids didn't miss any schooling due to Friday's sports and activities, and most everyone enjoys the three-day weekend. Those responding no cited longer school days, which results in students getting home late after activities. Very few people have changed their opinions about the school's schedule since it was implemented at the beginning of the 2021-22 school year. However, one senior student commented that it's sad to see teacher after teacher watching kids get burned out from the long class periods.
The long journey to recovery continues for Green River resident Chris Rasmussen after he suffered a serious four-wheeling accident that, by most standards, could have claimed his life. Rasmussen broke his C1 and C2 vertebrae following an accident that occurred in June last year while his family was recreating in the Golden Spike area near Corinne, Utah. He was going over a hill when the ATV started tipping nose first into the other side of the crest. He went over the handlebars and the four-wheeler landed on top of him. The impact knocked Rasmussen's helmet off of his head and left him with severe injuries to his back and neck. An ambulance crew arrived about 45 minutes later and put Chris in a full body cast before he was life-flighted to an Ogden hospital. These types of injuries result in death about 90% of the time, and Chris continues to wear a brace while he awaits surgery. He also suffered broken ribs and a broken sternum, along with serious injuries. He spent 5 days in the ICU and another 3 days in the hospital after that. Chris and his wife, Katie, have been told he probably won't get surgery until June, which will be about a year after the accident. He'll need to have the bones in his neck fused and will probably only have about 50% range of motion when that's completed. Chris lost his job because of the extent of his injuries and is having a tough time finding another one due to his physical limitations. But the community has rallied around the family with several fundraisers, and the Rasmussens wait to hear about his surgery.
Well, we certainly wish Chris the best and the Rasmussen family the best as well. That's certainly a tough situation. It's strange that he's got to wait a whole year for a surgery.
Yeah, it has to do with his arteries were injured, and so they're waiting for them to heal because you can't do the surgery until those arteries are completely healed. And due to the medications that he was on, he had to do blood thinning, and so you can't have surgery until he's done with the blood thinning and aspirin. So good luck to him.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, some great events are happening around Sweetwater County in the coming weeks. The Memorial Hospital Red Tie Gala is back in person at the Sweetwater County Events Complex on Saturday, February 4th, and that's just part of some of the fun events happening that day.
If you've got a great chili recipe, it's not too late to enter Western Wyoming Community College's Chili Cook-Off. That event coincides with Western's homecoming weekend and also takes place February 4th. Residents can sample chili recipes all over downtown Rock Springs, and they'll go and cheer on the Mustangs during their homecoming basketball game later that afternoon.
And some of our brave co-workers are supporting the cause at the Jackalope Jump that same day at the Paul J. Bataha Sports Complex. Lindsay, Kaylee, and Olivia will be representing Sweetwater now by taking the plunge into the frigid fishing pond out there. But it's all part of a great cause. All proceeds go to support the Special Olympics of Wyoming.
The Red Desert Humane Society will be holding its annual Pamper Yourself Purse and Jewelry Auction at the Holiday Inn Ballroom tomorrow evening. This is the 12th anniversary of the fundraiser for the Humane Society.
And we just want to remind everybody that downtown Rock Springs is also holding their second annual Craft Cocktail Week this coming week. There's five different locations in the downtown area that are featuring a special craft cocktail for just $5. So go to the website and check that out. And if you want to find out more about these great community happenings and all the news surrounding Southwest Wyoming, just log on to SweetwaterNow.com. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Sweetwater Now News Show podcast. We would like to thank Sonic Drive-In. It's a brand new year, and it makes sense that Sonic is rolling out a brand new menu item this month, introducing the new steak and bacon grilled cheese sandwich, grilled steak and onions topped with crispy bacon, barbecue sauce, and mayo, sandwiched between two thick slices of Texas toast and layered with melty cheese as well. Try one today at Sonic Drive-In, 97 Gateway Boulevard in Rock Springs.
Today's podcast is also brought to you by Commerce Bank of Wyoming. At Commerce Bank, every account is designed with you in mind, and lending options are tailored to meet your needs. See for yourself at Commerce Bank, a branch of Nebraska Land Bank, member FDIC.
For Stephanie Thompson, I'm Dave Arambell. Thanks for joining us this week on the Sweetwater Now News Show podcast. And have yourselves a wonderful Wyoming weekend. Stay warm out there, folks.